Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 15th of September, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Everybody's making announcements. We got Apple. Yeah, that's coming soon. We got Sony. That's coming just the day after. And now Google's saying, yeah, we're just going to put ours at the end of the month. Yeah, Google has just announced their annual Pixel event is coming September 30th. That is where they plan to announce their next line of Pixel phones, plus, yes, a new Chromecast. We're also hearing we might see a new smart speaker as well. Now, I know, nothing shocking. We knew this would be coming sometime. Not to mention there's been enough leaks to say, why even have one? Probably the most interesting one we're looking forward to is that Android dongle, which is supposed to be more or less a Chromecast with Google TV built right in. We might see a few other things that maybe didn't leak, probably not, but hey, there's hope for that. Nonetheless, though, we'll just wait and find out when the event kicks off around 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, staying on the side of Google News, now that TikTok getting their stuff together to operate in the U.S., YouTube saying, hey, maybe we could do something like that, and I have to jump through a whole bunch of regulations either. So, get ready for YouTube Shorts. Yes, it's YouTube's answer to TikTok that will be providing us with 15-second videos shot on mobile phones. According to what we're hearing, you'll be able to string multiple video clips together. You can even record it with music and adjust the video speed. There's also a timer and a countdown, so yeah, you don't have to have your hands on the phone either. Plus, at least according to YouTube, a lot of other nifty features that you can't find on competitors, even though we got this idea from a competitor. As far as where Shorts will be available first, well, it's going to be in India. YouTube is actually currently launching the early beta form of Shorts, and it should be hitting Indian audiences within the next few days. As for when the rest of us will be seeing this, it could be announced at the Google event at the end of the month. We shall see. xCloud from Microsoft seems like it's going to have an extra amount of games. Now, xCloud should be launching later today, and of course it will be exclusively on Android phones and tablets, where you're actually going to have access to, get this, 150 games to stream through Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription services. Now, we all know xCloud's being bundled into the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, just to keep everything nice and snuggy in one place. And it will be launching in 22 countries to start with, including Austria, Belgium, Canada, Czech Republic, Denmark, the Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Spain, South Korea, the United Kingdom, and the United States, plus a few others. As for iPhone users out there, they're saying, hey, when's xCloud coming to us? Don't hold your breath. That's all I can say. And if you're not really sure what I'm talking about, listen to yesterday's show. And finally, life in outer space. Forget Mars, that's old news. Yeah, now it looks like signs are pointing that there could be life on Venus. I mean, this kind of would make sense though, right? This goes back to the old that men are from Mars, women are from Venus. No? Oh, okay. Nah, I thought maybe that's what it referred to. Anyways, apparently there is a toxic explosive molecule of gas on Venus. And according to astronomers, this gas in fact could be a sign of life on this planet. Now, of course, they're not saying that for sure there's life there. They're just saying that the planet's clouds indicate that something is going on, and we don't fully understand. Yeah, a way to cover it up. Just in case you're wrong. Apparently, this gas is lurking layers of the clouds on Venus. Basically, a swirling mix of sulfuric acid clouds. Yeah, that sounds just lovely. According to the astronomers, they're going to have to do a lot more research on the planet of Venus to actually see if it does have, or at least once had, life aboard. And it might be pretty hard to do that, considering the temperatures on Venus, yeah, they're about 900 degrees Fahrenheit. I'm kind of thinking if there's life ever on Venus, it's done and cooked and baked away by now. Get a story no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get your dose of the best that's happening in tech news from the news show, the Mac show, the big show, the photo show, and so many others. BTN is your destination, so head on over there right now and get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts. You, of course, can find us, too, on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Give us a follow at British Tech on Twitter and come by our community and join us today by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way. Yes, indeed, we will have a Wednesday edition tomorrow, and you can probably guess why. We'll be getting you caught up on the best Apple news. There won't be much other news. So it will be an Apple event news special tomorrow. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.